What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Browns getting set to take on the Rams coming up on Saturday. It's their dress rehearsal. This guy usually joins us to talk about the Bengals during Around the AFC North. We want to get him for a few minutes. Browns have been linked to Trey Hendrickson, and I have farted on it the whole time, saying, well, there's no chance because it's the Browns and Bengals, and they'll never make a trade with each other. But maybe there's a chance, or maybe one day, maybe some way, somehow, I wonder if the rest of the family's going, Grandpa, Uncle, Mike, whatever it is, please, Dad, please, you're hamstringing us with trades, incredible trades that we can make because you won't trade with the Cleveland Browns. All right, James Rapine joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. He used to be part of the staff here at 92.3 The Fan for a cup of coffee, but now he's back in his hometown of Cincinnati. He likes the chili. He likes the river. He likes the Bengals. He likes the Reds, and he likes the Bearcats, and he joins us right now. James, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
We're doing well. What are the percentage chances that the Browns could get Trey Hendrickson?
1%, maybe less than that, but probably 1%. And it isn't just because of Uncle Mike. I'll go with Uncle Mike. It has a ring to it.
Why isn't it just because Uncle Mike?
Because, yeah, the asking price is going to be part of what Uncle Mike is looking at. But let's just say that he set a really high asking price and was willing to trade Trey Hendrickson to the Browns. Do you think Andrew Berry is going to want to meet that asking price? You know, so I think it's going to be too hard to find common ground.
Do you think that Andrew is desperate enough to meet that asking price, though, considering the situation that the Browns are currently in?
If you're him, I mean, I guess maybe, right? He could look at that. And the idea of Myles Garrett and Trey Hendrickson together is wild to me, like in a scary way. And by the way, storylines wise for the opener, it would be great. But what are you giving up? I mean, are you giving up a future first? Because if it's a future first for the rest of the league, then it's a future first and then another premium pick, I would say. If you're the Bengals, are you giving up Mason Graham? That's the one I threw out there on social media. Who says no? Mason Graham for Trey Hendrickson straight up.
I think none of us say yes.
I agree with that. It doesn't really make sense for the Browns, and I'm not sure it makes sense for the Bengals. And so it's a hard situation to find a path to where it would make sense for Trey Hendrickson to head up 71, even though I did, you're right, for the cup of coffee, head up 71 and join the Browns.
Does Trey Hendrickson get more and more leverage every time the Cincinnati Bengals defense hits the field and puts on a display, even in a preseason game like last night?
My goodness. I don't even know if Trey can solve what I saw last night. 7 plays, 118 yards. I think it was 106 rushing yards. 2 touchdowns. It's pretty poor. 3 touchdowns on 4 drives for the first team defense. 2 of those touchdowns were against backup offenses. Yeah, it has been ugly this preseason. There's no doubt about it. So they need to figure it out. It looks so not even similar, worse than it did last season.
How nervous do you get when Joe Burrow plays in the preseason?
When he's doing the whirly, twirly, swirly stuff.
I saw that last night, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those are the moments in training camp, the practices, when he starts to go off script like that. And then certainly in preseason games, you're like, all right, man, like, it's not worth it. It was very much like the broadcast when they said, it's August, Joe, just get down. That's certainly how I felt in the moment.
When Uncle Mike officially hands over the reins to the family, I don't want to talk morbid or anything like that. That'd be crazy. Let's not go nuts here. Good God.
Sure.
But when he officially hands over the reins to the rest of the family, does that lax a little bit? Because I've always been under the understanding that unless the Browns were doing something that was completely nonsensical, that they were going to be giving up way too much, where it was a deal too good, like giving up a second and a third for A.J. McCarron, for crying out loud, that they would never make a trade ever with the Browns because of the history.
Yes.
Does that lax at all after he's done?
Maybe because he was around for it. He felt it in the moment, the history, and the family didn't necessarily, even though they're aware of it. But I'm still not sure. If the Steelers saw the Bengals and they want Trey Hendrickson, and I know that isn't a fit, but it's not like they're going to be like, oh, okay, let's give him to the Steelers and it's going to be way less. Mm-hmm. Like I think the asking price is sky high. But yeah, there are feelings there that I'm sure from Mike that aren't going to go away ever.
Why do you, James Rapine, still defend the Bengals and how cheap they are?
Wow.
I see it all the time on social media.
Interesting.
Every time. You keep telling people that they want to argue about why the Bengals just can't pay the guys like other NFL teams.
Like they're not the Reds.
Yeah, what's going on
here,
James?
This isn't baseball. Oh. There's a cap.
Wow. All right. Now, do I defend them? I think that I'm honest about each situation. They do need to pay Trey Hendrickson. It's August. It's not March, and the time to trade him would have been in March before free agency, so they could have used that money elsewhere. They didn't. So how do you get better? By having Trey Hendrickson on the field. So I'm with you, fellas. Got to pay him. I think they will. I still think it gets done. I think a lot of this back and forth is exactly that.
I would hope so, because yesterday it looked like garbage in so many ways. Find him on Twitter. James, thank you very much for the time.
So you're hoping to see Trey Hendrickson sack Joe Flacco on September 7th. That's what you're saying, Ken.
I mean, for your own sake, I don't want to see him sack. But
okay.
Well, I'm talking from a 30,000-foot perspective here. I'm talking about your team. I have to look at it analytically, don't I? Is everything? Do I have to sit there and root for everything against my teams here, for my teams here?
I thought that's what you were doing. That's all. I thought that's what you were doing.
Well, obviously, I want the Browns to win, but I think it's completely nonsensical for you guys to pay T. Higgins and to pay Ja'Marr Chase and to keep the offense fine. Meanwhile, the defense has been a complete sieve, and if you think that firing Lou Anarumo is just going to solve everything, well, I don't think that you would agree with that either. Now, would you?
I wouldn't.
Exactly.
I would agree that today's visit with Dalton Risner is pretty big. So how about you pay attention to that one?
Oh, looky here. Okay. All right. James, thank you for the time.
Thanks, fellas.
Picking fights with me over there saying that I want to listen. I just think it's smarter for their organization. That's all I say. There was a lot of trash talk you saw yesterday. Before we get back to the Joe Flacco thing, there was a lot of trash talk you saw yesterday during the Monday Night Football game, though.
Browns fans teeing off online about how susceptible the Bengals are.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
How we've had all the success against the Bengals, even in the Joe Burrow era, which we have been able to beat them. Our defensive line has given them fits, and how one Joe Flacco is going to carve that Bengals defense.
You are going to hate this. I watched that defense last year in the regular mm-hmm. season, and we had our problems. I've watched that defense this year in the preseason. It's just preseason. I've read all the reports. I've seen it. I don't think that just by replacing Lou Anarumo is gonna make all the difference in the world there. Let me tell you this, though. You're going to find out a lot week one. And week one tends to be sloppy football. Not a lot of vets play. They're just getting their bearings. They tend to be sucking gas by the end of the game because they're playing in their first full football game in a year. For the Browns, I mean, we're talking about almost a full calendar year. But damn it, like, especially for the Bengals, too, they didn't make the playoffs either, did they?
No. Remember, they went on their surge at the end of the year. It was too little, too late.
I think we're really going to find out what type of season this is going to be offensively from week one. Because if Joe Flacco, the veteran, can't move the ball against this defense isn't good. Mm-hmm. And I know that you're just putting guys together for the first time. If you can't move the football with any decency against this team, it's probably going to be a long year regardless. It's going to be even longer than you think. Because if Joe, the veteran, against this is a bad defense. If Joe can't move it against this defense, like, he might be outgunned. Like, Joe Burrow's a really good quarterback. If he stays healthy, he can be one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. There's no doubt about that. you can be outgunned. They got a great offense in Cincinnati. They got two great weapons. I think that they should be a little worried about the running game, but they're not. Okay. So they can fly against anybody. If you lose 35-30, we're going to come in here and we're going to be very upset with the defense, obviously. But, man, if you just lose this game 16-10 because you can't – I mean, your defense is trying to do as best they can against Joe Burrow and two very good wide receivers. One's one of the best in the game. The other one could be a number one on a not-so-great football team, but he could definitely be a number one. If you can't do that, you're going to be a very frustrated person, because if Joe can't move the offense, I don't – unless Shador or Dylan is very, very special, or Kenny Pickett has this untapped situation that we don't know about, it's going to be very, very long, just like it was last year offensively, and it's going to be very, very boring. So I hope that they're writing checks the Browns fans can cash, because if they can't, it's going to be a really rough year, and I think you'll be able to tell from week one.
We are 5.5-point dogs at home to this same Cincinnati team that our fans, I wonder if the tide has turned, despite all the Shador and Dylan Gabriel stuff. Now that Flacco is the starting quarterback, and you have had a bunch of people tell you, national people, all national guys always hate on Cleveland. I haven't seen a lot of that lately. I've seen a bunch of national guys. They may not understand the four quarterback thing, but they're starting to look at the talent on the roster. They're starting to look at what kind of a season Myles Garrett might be able to put together. Some interesting rookies that me and you are both excited about. How often are me and you both excited about rookies that Andrew Berry drafted?
Not very often.
That has not happened very often.
Which rookies are you excited about?
The two on the defense.
Okay. Carson Schwessinger.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know you were excited about Carson Schwessinger. I beg your pardon.
Should I not be?
No, I'm just asking, because it's easy for me to get excited about rookies for the Cleveland Browns. I'm an idiot for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You, on the other hand, it takes a little bit more to impress.
Mason Graham. I mean, we've been talking about trading down and getting Mason Graham from moment one when everybody else was talking about Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. We were like, this Mason Graham guy might be very interesting, especially alongside Myles Garrett, having somebody on the inside that can do the array of things that he could do. And he, by all accounts, has been impressing. I don't want to put too much on him, but he's a rookie. But holy cow, if that happens and this defensive line is all of a sudden really, really good despite the losses. Remember, we were talking about the guys they had lost over the last 4 years on that defensive line. Yes. They had never really been able to maintain an established group. And now they get younger, but maybe more interesting. I'm just wondering if the tide is turning with sentiment of the Browns fans. Like, forget about what Vegas says about you being one of the worst teams. Forget about who had their roster as one of the worst in the NFL. People that have actually been to camp starting to talk about how talented they are. Is the tide turning?
I would like to hope so, but I've been fooled by preseasons before, so I'm gonna remain where I'm at. I know that John had said 7 wins. I want to ask John if he wants to recalibrate coming up at 8 o'clock. I know some people have said some very nice things.
Was it Danny Cannell
said that they could win 9 or 10 games this year. I know that there's a recalibration going on here, but I can't do it because I haven't seen very much of the offense to really go on. I think that the defense should be close back to the form it was, because remember, Martin Emerson played really over his shoes in that first season. Last year was a disappointment. This year, now he's hurt, so I don't know what you're going to get. And you're still looking for a slot corner to a position that you're probably not going to be able to officially fill until after next Tuesday, because there's your initial 53, and then there's the 53 you're going to end with. So you might come out of camp with some guys, but then there might be some free agents that you could go out and get. And if I'm looking at my secondary for an important position and I still can't fill out my slot nickel corner there, I think that you're going to be in for a little bit of trouble. Now, Denzel Ward's great. You got other guys who could do Grant Delpit and Greg Newsom have had a pretty good camp. That can help out as best they can. But damn it, like, your offense is still going to have to be able to try to push the football. And you're going to find out, I think, week one, that is not a good defense. It's going to be week one. It's still going to be sloppy. I don't know if they're going to have Trey Hendrickson or not. I think Trey Hendrickson is dug in. Maybe the Bengals will come to their senses by the end of this sentence. But damn it, like, if they don't have Trey Hendrickson, it should be that much more advantageous for you. If you struggle to move the football on that team, I think you're in for a long season. You're probably in for a long season as it is anyway. But damn it, you're going to have a non-fun offense to watch, because if the veteran can't do it to start off the year in week one, a guy who knows how to start a season, then I don't know if any of the rookies are going to be able to come in and do it. And then you could talk about how long the leash is going to be. You could just go ahead and throw a dartboard at the, or you could throw darts at the schedule. I don't know if it's going to change anything. Then it would probably be, if you're going in that classic sense, then you're hoping Joe can get you to either Kenny Pickett starts the season as the backup. You might start the season with four active. Or Kenny starts the season on the IR. Stashes on the IR. Then it's Dylan, then it's Shador. I think they're going to do it. I would do it differently, but they're going to do it Dylan, then Shador. You're not putting those guys in good situations, man. And now you're just hoping Joe can keep the wheels on the thing, or you can figure it out when you get it ready for week two against a team that people are picking to win 15 games this year.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.